WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Heather Curtis. Maryland now has its second death from coronavirus. Governor Larry Hogan says it was a man in his 60s from Baltimore County with underlying medical conditions. A civilian employee at the U.S. Naval Academy's tested positive for COVID-19. The Academy tweets, the person is isolated in a residence hall and getting medical care. The state health department's working to figure out who the person came in contact with so they can be notified. Montgomery County Executive Mark Elrich praises Governor Larry Hogan for closing malls and entertainment venues and limiting public gatherings to no more than 10 people.
We are just one step away from sheltering in place. Because when you get below 10, there's not much left but saying we're going to shelter in place.
He says if they can't decrease the spread of the virus with the measures that have already been taken, sheltering in place will be the only way to do it. More schedule changes on Metro because of the coronavirus.
WMATA stresses that trains and buses are only for essential travel, as in doctors, feds, and first responders. And they say that due to, quote, workforce availability challenges during the coronavirus outbreak, trains will now operate every 30 minutes on all lines this weekend. The Smithsonian and Arlington Cemetery stations remain closed in an effort to keep people from using the trains to go see the cherry blossoms. Buses will operate on a Sunday schedule with no supplemental routes. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
D.C.'s famed cherry blossoms reached peak bloom yesterday, meaning at least 70% of the trees around the tidal basin have flowers. Even though you're being discouraged from going down to the tidal basin to see the cherry blossoms in person, you can still see them even if you're self-quarantined. National Cherry Blossom Festival President Diana Mayhew.
There is a live cam right on the homepage of the festival's website where you can see the blossoms and what stage they are at any time of the day.
And even though most Cherry Blossom Festival events have been canceled, there will be educational activities posted on the festival's website. Country music legend Kenny Rogers has died.
His music told stories.
You picked a fine time to lead me, Lucy.
Lucille was released in 1977 and was his first solo hit after leaving the First Edition. And it was the beginning of his 24 number one hits, which included...
You got to know when to hold 'em. Know when to fold 'em.
The Gambler was released a year later. Rogers won 3 Grammy Awards and was a 6-time Country Music Association Award winner. Kenny Rogers died at home at age 81. I'm Pat Piper.
In WMAL Sports, the head of U.S. swimming is urging Olympic organizers to postpone the Tokyo Olympics for a year. And he's not the only one. The Norwegian Olympic Committee wants the Tokyo Games only to take place once the coronavirus outbreak is, quote, under firm control worldwide. WMAL Traffic and Weather next.
It's everything you need to know Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with Dave Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, Dr. Tom Rosell Live at 11, Purity Products at 2, Mortgage Radio at 3, Real Estate Today at 7, and at 9 p.m., it's Lawyer in Your Corner with Ryan Wilson on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traveling on Route 198 westbound at Brock Bridge Road in Laurel and getting over to Laurel Racetrack Road. going to find the left lane, take it away, and that with roadwork to and across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and loop out of loop. Local lanes and through lanes are running well between the Maryland and Virginia shorelines. And no reported problems on 270. It's checking in okay. Northbound, southbound between Bethesda and Frederick. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL ABC 7 Storm Watch Forecast.
Plenty of morning clouds today. We will have much cooler conditions, highs in the mid-50s, and some late-day clearing. Tonight, mostly clear, much colder, lows in the 30s in the outlying suburbs, lower 40s south and east of D.C. For your Sunday morning sunshine, afternoon clouds, highs in the lower 50s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wash your hands, avoid sick people, and touching your face. There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Don't miss the Trading Group Show, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on WMAL. Learn how you can earn a full-time income as a short-term trader. That's the Trading Group Show, Saturdays at 3 p.m. The question line is 888-646-8787.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for my good friends at Renter's Warehouse. From College Park to Woodbridge, Renter's Warehouse has a reputation for being one of D.C.'s most respected property management companies because they know this market. The international government and military clientele, the rental pricing dynamics. Whether you own one rental property or a dozen, the friendly folks at Renter's Warehouse make renting in D.C. easier than ever before. They'll price your property right and find awesome tenants in just 17 days on average. Then they'll manage all the grunt work 24/7, rent collection, maintenance, inspections, tax paperwork. Gone, done, off your plate. They'll even warranty your renters and give you flexible pricing options to meet your needs and your budget. Go to renterswarehouse.com, book your free home rental price appointment today, or call 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370, Renters Warehouse DC, because you can't buy happiness, but you can rent it.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
It's hour two of the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi joins us each week. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning to you.
We've been watching the press briefings from the White House Task Force on Coronavirus, and I understand there are going to be some additions to the team.
Already, we're starting to see some additions come in, notably Dr. Ben Carson, the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, and himself an accomplished surgeon. He's been appearing with the task force at its daily briefings and been called on for questions, and Dr. Carson is really essentially going back to his roots, which is medicine. We're going to probably see some other figures. Last Sunday night, Solomon Adams, the Surgeon General, brought his team of medical workers in uniform up on the podium at the White House so everyone could see the kind of people who are doing work round the clock.
Tell us about the changes in the protocol in the White House briefing room these days due to the coronavirus.
Well, restaurants, beauty parlors, all kinds of places are simply closing or allowing minimal seating. And the White House press room is no different. The first six rows are a buffer, and no one sits in them. And then every other reporter sits instead of the usual crowds and people clustered next to one another. People who carry the storied hard pass, such as this reporter, come there and are not always let in. It's very selective, albeit an alternating group that's there. Hence, it's a little quieter when the president comes out, or the vice president, or the coronavirus task force. But it's very different.
Sean Spicer was the president's first press secretary. He now has a new career in the media, and Friday was the first time I've seen him on the other side of the podium in the White House press briefing asking the president a question.
Oh, yes, and by way of disclosure, Sean Spicer and I are colleagues. He's gone to work for Newsmax as host of a new TV program, Spicer and Company. And yesterday, to spice it up, if you'll pardon the pun, he was there at the briefing, like as if he were a reporter.
The Senate was unable to come to agreement last night on the terms of the coronavirus stimulus package. There was a Friday deadline that had been imposed by Mitch McConnell, but they didn't make it. They are to reconvene today. What do we expect to see in that package when it is all said and done?
All right. This is what's called Phase 3 on Capitol Hill, the third package with a price tag on it to try and grapple with the invisible enemy, the coronavirus. In this case, the stimulus package will probably be $1 trillion or more. That means that it's nearly the size of the federal deficit, estimated at last sight $1.6 trillion. Now we're going to nearly double it, nearly half that amount. $500 billion is going to be in the form of cash payments to Americans who are suffering during the virus crisis. This is likely to be a $1,000 cash payment for Americans who are struggling at this point. In addition, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer has made it clear that he wants investment in medical infrastructure, in hospitals, in centers to treat people, and has made it very clear he's going to fight for it, saying this is wartime. My own guess is that coming at a time when many people are going to get treated for free on this, and when we're postponing the payment of federal taxes to July 15th, we may run into a situation where they're reaching for the cash and it just isn't there. This is a riverboat gamble, but given the crisis that's out there, that's what's probably needed. Most members of Congress will agree. The vote on the last package in the Senate, 90-8.
And you mentioned a delay in needing to file our taxes.
This is a story I was following for a long time, leading up to this week, and finally went with it when a senior administration source told me that there would be either the waiver of the April 15th deadline, extending it to a later date, or keeping the deadline and just waiving any kind of penalties for late filing and payment. As it turned out, they chose the former, which is to move the date from April 15th, that is so familiar to all of us, to July 15th. Now, I have talked to accountants and taxpayers in general who were preparing their returns with the idea of sending it in April 15th. Many Americans, as you well know, get refunds. And if they are going to be getting money back, you can be certain they're going to send the return in. There's also the question of whether there'll be a drop in the cash flow when the United States needs revenue of some kind. All of these things mean that in combating the coronavirus, we're going into a new and uncharted territory. Let me put it another way. Who would have thought that April 15th would be almost upon us and we just wouldn't have to care?
Four U.S. senators selling stocks in advance of the market drop. A lot of questions about what they knew and when they knew it.
I've been following this story for the last 24 hours, and the I word, insider trading, has been ubiquitous. Last week, members of the Senate had a closed-door briefing on just how devastating the virus would be to the economy and to the market. Four senators subsequently made moves to sell stock in large amounts. Burr of North Carolina, Inhofe of Oklahoma, Kelly Loeffler, just appointed to a U.S. Senate seat from Georgia, and Democrat Dianne Feinstein of California. In the case of Jim Inhofe, he was the low man in the group. $400,000 was converted from his portfolio. Kelly Loeffler, herself a high-tech executive before her appointment to the Senate, well, she sold at $3-plus million. Now, all of this gang of four have used the excuse that Senator Loeffler made repeatedly in interviews yesterday, and that is that they and their families have nothing to do with what stock is invested or sold, that this is done by a financial advisor. Hence, they did nothing wrong, and the charge of insider trading, which is always difficult to prove, just won't stick, or so they hope. Looking at it as a political reporter, Rick, I can tell you, Burr and Feinstein are not up for re-election. Senator Inhofe of Oklahoma is facing the voters again, but it's highly unlikely this is going to do any damage to him. He's an institution in the Sooner State. And Kelly Loeffler, appointed to the Senate, faces a stiff primary challenge from Congressman Doug Collins. Hence the attention on her. We'll just see how far this goes, but I have a feeling it'll begin and end with Senator Loeffler of Georgia.
A lot of stories of entertainers who are doing little mini concerts and chats with their fans in contemporary music. In Great Britain, something similar, but this is a war songstress from World War II?
It certainly is. Dame Vera Lynn, who moved troops so much during World War II with songs such as White Cliffs of Dover and her theme song We'll Meet Again, walked out of the past on her 103rd birthday on Friday and has a video which shows her singing her great wartime anthem, We'll Meet Again, Don't Know Where and Don't Know When, But I Know We'll Meet Again Some Sunny Day. I don't sing as a public service. And in the end, the Grand Dame of Britain herself says, keep smiling and keep singing. This comes at a time that Britain is preparing emergency measures that are tantamount to a lockdown, and yet one voice stands out saying that there'll be better days, sunny days ahead. A real tribute to a great Briton, a great entertainer, and a great human being, Dame Vera Lynn.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. We'll be watching for your tweets over the weekend, John.
Thank you, and once again, this problem that we have is going to go away eventually. There'll be some hurt, as Dame Vera Lynn said, we'll meet again.
7:18, Saturday morning update, WMAL. Jim Lavin is in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
Traveling on Route 198 westbound to Brock Bridge Road in Laurel and getting over to Laurel Racetrack Road, you're going to find the left lane taken away, and that with roadwork to and across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and Loop Out of Loop. Local lanes and through lanes are running well between the Maryland and Virginia shorelines. And no reported problems on 270. It's checking in okay. Northbound, southbound between Bethesda and Frederick. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL ABC7 Storm Watch Forecast.
Plenty of morning clouds today. We will have much cooler conditions, highs in the mid-50s, and some late-day clearing. Tonight, mostly clear, much colder, lows in the 30s in the outlying suburbs, lower 40s south and east of D.C. For your Sunday morning sunshine, afternoon clouds, highs in the lower 50s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
53 degrees in Northern Virginia at 719.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
The Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, and Cheryl Atkinson joins us. Of course, she hosts Full Measure. That's tomorrow morning at ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. And Cheryl, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
We've been watching your website, and on the website, you have been tracking the coronavirus deaths in the United States by state and age. That's available at CherylAtkison.com. So in an article in the New York Times, you were labeled a coronavirus doubter. It went into some detail. And first off, was this an opinion piece or basically a news piece?
It was presented as a news piece by Jeremy Peters, whoever he is, which is one of the problems they have now with trying to defend this from the libel letter that I've written to them about it. And never heard anything so ridiculous in my life that the fact that I'm listing every death that occurred and what we can find out from public health departments about them, because I didn't see anybody else doing that when this started. It's been pretty time consuming, but a mere listing of each death, they say, is doubting coronavirus somehow. And he also, in the article, altered a quotation, fabricated several things that he presented as facts, and the whole thing is not true. And he's been served with two letters that I know of from people he mentioned in the article, you know, who have had libel lawyers now write and ask them to retract this and correct it. So it's pretty outrageous. I'm not sure what the angle is, why somebody wouldn't want me tracking each death and getting the demographics on the fatalities of coronavirus, but looks like somehow it's touched a nerve.
It wasn't just one sentence about the tracking of the coronavirus. On your website, you list, what, 9 false statements that you feel were written in that article?
Yes, pretty much every sentence he said was untrue, from the fabrication with the quotation that he lifted from somewhere that was altered to just other statements he made. I don't think he looked at what I wrote. I don't think he listened to the podcast he quoted from, because he, you know, quoted them in such a way that they're not true and made up facts about them. Same thing he did with another person that he mentioned in the article as well. He misquoted and fabricated information about that person as well. So I don't know what's behind this or why they want to portray people who are reporting factually with simple, in my case, a simple list of everyone who has died to the extent I can compile that. Why somehow I've been branded by New York Times' Jeremy Peters as a coronavirus doubter, when I've actually explicitly said the opposite, you know, many times when I speak of it and in my written work, I say that in no way have I minimized or ever minimized this disease by listing who is being affected, that this can be very serious. It could turn out to be really, really bad. We don't know how bad the end result is. I'm constantly saying these things as well as protecting my own family. So to be falsely slandered as a coronavirus doubter is a pretty serious thing.
Did he contact you for comment?
No. I mean, just that's one of the many things. If you go to journalism college, they wouldn't let you publish an article like this but absolutely your editors would make sure, if you're a college kid studying journalism, that you contact the people you're about to smear or report on. And no, he didn't try to contact me.
So we're seeing action on Capitol Hill, funding to combat the coronavirus and the impact on the economy. And the first package, about $8 billion, you actually go into the details on that. What do you find?
Well, you know, we have $100 billion that went out in the last few days, or that was passed for, I guess it's the paid sick leave. I think we'll have a $1 trillion economic relief package in the coming week. But first we had that $8 billion, which started out as a $2 billion proposal. And I was sort of like, well, where is all that going? And your listeners might not be too surprised to know, once I dug into the bill, it's not like if you and I were putting together a budget, we would have to say, here's how many employees we need. We estimate, here's how much overtime is paid for. Here's the products, you know, that we need to buy. Instead, it's just giant pots of money thrown into very general categories. But I was able to do some analysis, and I'm going to have that on Full Measure. A lot of this initial money went to foreign assistance, helping other countries, helping with the global response, helping the State Department do things on a foreign level. And a lot of the rest of it is going to, as you might imagine, vaccines, therapeutics. Also, it authorizes in a non-specific way, but authorizes money to go to local health centers and hospitals, even. It looks like there's no restriction. For-profit hospitals or hospitals that make a lot of money could get money to expand their facilities, and that would be helpful, you know, if they can do that quickly, of course, but maybe then even in the future, helpful to epidemics or pandemics.
So many of the major stories in the news, including the Democratic presidential race, have fallen to the back burner, and also the surveillance abuse probe. What is the latest? You've got that on the show tomorrow, right?
Yes, you know, Senator Lindsey Graham has talked about doing a lot of oversight. He's head of the Judiciary Committee, people may not know, he has started interviewing a couple of people behind closed doors. He won't say who they are. They're four federal agents who were mentioned in the Michael Horowitz Inspector General's report as having talked to a Russian source that provided a lot of the information in this political opposition research that was used to wiretap that former Trump campaign volunteer Carter Page, used improperly by all accounts now. Well, the original source from Russia, when the FBI kind of tried to follow up on this months later, was basically saying, this was just bar talk and rumor. I never meant this to be used in any way or taken seriously. Well, there were four agents present, and Senator Graham wants to interview them and ask them, did you tell the high-ups of the Department of Justice and FBI? Because Senator Graham suspects that they did tell the higher-ups, but there's no way to know for sure yet, and he just wants to know how high these alleged abuses went. Who knew this was bogus and yet still continued to get further wiretaps on this basis even after that was revealed?
Tomorrow morning, ABC 7, 10 o'clock. As always, Cheryl, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. Stay safe.
7:26 on the Saturday Morning Update. KT McFarland and Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer coming up.
Total household debt in the United States has climbed to almost $14 trillion, eclipsing the debt level at the height of the Great Recession of 2008. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and while this number is staggering, did you know that the definition of excessive debt is carrying a recurring balance of $12,700 a month on one or more credit cards? But I have some great news for everyone that struggles with household debt. Tappable home equity has reached an all-time high of $6 trillion. And with these historically low interest rates, you can get yourself away from being defined by your debt and take back control of your finances. Whether a purchase or refinance, FHA or VA, jumbo or conforming, forward or reverse, Cornerstone has it all. Call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Hey friends, this is Eric Stewart, the host of the Eric Stewart Show's Sundays 8 a.m. here on WMAL the past 15 years. And I've been begging a question about the guarantee offers that some real estate people are making. And you've heard me call this into question. Well, guess what I heard the other day? That 184 listings expired with the team that promises to have all the buyers. Well, if they have all the buyers and they guarantee to pay you the difference, why would any listing expire? That's what I would ask. If you want the 10 questions you should be asking before you hire a real estate agent, you should request a copy of my Market Ready Guide. It is a free 50-page guide that will give you insight into how to interview real estate agents, what improvements you can make to get you top dollar, and so much more. And I won't charge you a penny, even for the shipping. Just call me today at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com.
In the first half hour of the Saturday Morning Update, we spoke with Dr. Bob Lahida. He's a professor of medicine at New York Medical College, also the chairman of medicine at St. Joseph University Hospital. And we were talking about testing. A lot of people have been wanting to run out and get tested. There's confusion. And I asked him very specifically, I think it's important that you hear this if you missed it in the first half hour. What would trigger you to need to get a test? This is the question we asked Dr. Lahida.
Triggering you to get a test should be a scratchy sore throat. More recently, diarrhea. If you start out with diarrhea and then get a scratchy sore throat and then get a fever and then you have a dry cough. What we do, and I'm sure other hospitals emulate this as well, what we do is we have you take a respiratory profile, which consists of about, oh, I would say 10 respiratory viral tests. And some influenza A and influenza B testing. If all of that is negative, then we test you for COVID-19. So we don't waste the test. This is what we do in the emergency room. Now, in the open spaces of a parking lot or the local mall or wherever they're now setting up these public testing centers, you should have symptoms before you get tested because you're taking that test away from somebody who may need it. And more importantly, and this is a big one, you're using up personal protection material that your first responders need, the doctors and nurses need, and believe me, we have a mega shortage of masks, gloves, gowns, and we need it all, and we don't have enough of it. And that's our biggest problem right now.
The majority of people who are diagnosed recover at home. What is the defining point at which you leave home and go into the hospital?
When you have respiratory difficulty, when you have difficulty breathing, when it feels like something is sitting on your chest and compressing your chest, something that makes you feel like you can't take your breath, you're struggling, then you dial 911, and then we're happy to see you, and we'll fix you.
The 7:30 news is next on WMAL. Then we're back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Heather Curtis. A Baltimore County man in his 60s becomes the second Marylander to die from the coronavirus. Governor Larry Hogan says he suffered from other medical conditions. He urges Marylanders to take the public health crisis seriously to help flatten the curve. And someone who works in Vice President Mike Pence's office has tested positive as well.
They don't identify who the individual is. They said they had no contact with the Vice President or the President in recent days, but they say they are following those CDC guidelines to figure out their tracing, who it is that they did have contact with, and if that person potentially came in contact with the President, the Vice President, or any of the senior staff here.
Correspondent Caitlin Collins. As more people get the virus, Montgomery County is working to set up a drive-through testing facility. Yesterday, Montgomery County Executive Mark Elrich said MedStar called him to talk about setting up a site in Bethesda.
We were thinking about where to go. I called Alan Gottlieb at Lerner, which owns the White Flint site.
Elrich says Lerner was happy to help, so he put him in touch with MedStar. He says there's plenty of space since the White Flint Mall was torn down years ago. In sports, it seems like we all need something to look forward to in these uncertain times. But one thing people across the world enjoy may have to be postponed. The Norwegian Olympic Committee wants to hold off on the Japan 2020 Olympic Games until the pandemic's under control. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Pop quiz. If you sell a home for $500,000, how much would a traditional real estate agent charge in commission? If you guessed $25,000 to $30,000, you're right. But if you think that's the only way, you're wrong. This is why thousands of homeowners are making the switch to Rex. With Rex, you get a dedicated agent and a full-service experience at a fraction of the cost. Rex uses game-changing technology to cut out the middleman and save homeowners tens of thousands of dollars in fees. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. Remember, this is your home. Why give an insane amount of equity away to an agent? Rex offers the lowest fee in the industry without skimping on service. You'll work with an experienced real estate team with you every step of the way. Get the most out of your home. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. 833-REX-HOME.
REO 2002-00541.
Minimum fee may apply. Not licensed in all 50 states. Visit rexhomes.com to see if Rex is available in your area. Rex fully supports the principles of the Fair Housing Act and Equal Opportunity Act.
WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traveling on Route 198 westbound at Brock Bridge Road in Laurel and getting over to Laurel Racetrack Road. You're going to find the left lane taken away and that with roadwork to and across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and loop out of loop. Local lanes, the through lanes are running well between the Maryland and Virginia shorelines. And no reported problems on 270. It's checking in okay. Northbound, southbound between Bethesda and Frederick. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL ABC 7 Storm Watch Forecast.
Morning clouds and some afternoon clearing. I think we will have a little bit of late day sunshine. A lot cooler today, though. Highs about 25 degrees colder in the mid-50s. Tonight, mostly clear and cold. Lows in the 30s in the outlying suburbs. Lower 40s south and east of D.C. Morning sunshine, afternoon clouds on your Sunday. Highs in the lower 50s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Leatt in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The first best-selling nonfiction book by an African-American female author was I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, an autobiography by the poet and civil rights activist Maya Angelou, a true Renaissance woman, and was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize for her writing.
I can do anything because God loves me and I'm amazed at it.
We salute Presidential Medal of Freedom winner Maya Angelou.
Cumulus Media and WMAL celebrate Women's History Month.
Montgomery County Ride-On's annual food drive is returning for its 32nd year. Please donate a non-perishable food item when you board any Ride-On bus April 19th through the 25th. Healthy food and drink items for kids are especially encouraged. Ride-On will do their part by giving you a free ride in return. That's the 32nd annual Montgomery County Ride-On annual food drive happening April 19th through the 25th. Let's work together to make sure no one goes hungry in Montgomery County.
We live in an interconnected world. Every action we take impacts life around us, and increasingly, those impacts are harmful. On Saturday, March 28th at 8:30 p.m., turn off your lights with World Wildlife Fund and millions of people around the world for Earth Hour to show your commitment to protect nature. Together, we'll speak up for wildlife and forests. We'll show our support for rivers and oceans, and we'll rally around crucial actions needed to curb climate change. Learn more at worldwildlife.org/earthhour.
This is big. In fact, it's the biggest. I'm talking about the biggest sale of the year going on right now at Thompson Creek, where you can take advantage of 25% off every window plus 0% interest until October 2021. If you're considering replacement windows for your home, then you are definitely going to want to listen to this. This is Mary, and Thompson Creek is a unique window buying experience because they design, build, and install replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup. You get high-quality windows at an affordable price direct from their local factory. And right now you can save even more during their biggest sale of the year with 25% off every window plus 0% interest until October 2021. This sale doesn't happen often, so you need to call today to get those brand new windows your home needs. See ThompsonCreek.com for details. You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK today. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Saturday morning update at 7:37. I'm Rick Fowler. Tony Schaefer joins us. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, President of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good to be on.
All right. Chinese misinformation campaign. You and I have talked a lot about what's going on online in terms of cyber warfare, and they're at it.
Yeah, so just to hit this very quick, the Chinese are now in a very focused information operations, information warfare effort to essentially stop people saying Chinese coronavirus. And, you know, it's interesting because their official news agency is actually putting out information saying that it's racist. Now, China is made up, like many nations, of a lot of different groups. You know, there's folks from all over the different regions of China, and never once has anybody ever said, you know, that Chinese food or Chinese checkers is racist. But all of a sudden now, you know, to basically say anything bad about China is racist. So I think everybody needs to be aware of what's going on. So I don't know what they're proposing. The Chinese are proposing we change Chinese restaurants to, but it's that level of obvious that they're engaged in this effort of propaganda and disinformation. We all know where the virus came from. We all know that they did not tell us the truth early on. They left a blind spot. The rest of the world is now suffering from the fact they didn't get ahead of it, didn't tell everybody the truth. And simply put, they're now trying to avoid accountability.
Well, talking about getting the record straight, a lot of information out in the media about our preparedness, and in a number of those stories, a lack of preparedness. You're working on an opinion piece over the weekend about our preparedness. Give us your assessment.
So I'm working with a couple different folks who are involved in the response, as well as who had given the White House essentially advice during the early onset of this. And we're trying to sift through the facts of what was there before regarding the Obama administration. I think there's justifiable criticism regarding biological global surveillance, not having the ability to look past propaganda like the Chinese put out. and also the response. You know, we've been talking about this for weeks, and yet there are members of the mainstream media who are now, you know, all shocked. I saw an article today about intelligence. Oh, there was intelligence in January and February. Yes, there was intelligence. That's what we were analyzing. People were looking at it. The administration was trying to respond during that time to assess the scope. So one of the things that drives me nuts is a national security professional who has to work and look at threats and trends to have the mainstream media stand up shocked while they were focused on impeachment, only impeachment, when the rest of us were actually looking at real issues, to be critical of the fact that we were looking at real issues, trying to make an assessment. So it is typical of the media to essentially try their best to tell a story of tragedy and terrible judgment when the fact is people were trying to sort through and not panic the American people, which, Rick, you and I could agree or disagree on this. I think there's a lot of panic going on right now. The idea was to prepare and be prepared to deal with an outbreak rather than sit back and not do anything. But, again, we'll sit down, and I'm trying to sit down and get all the facts lined up so this can be presented for people to see exactly what was going on.
Tony, we see the National Guard being called into action around the country.
Yeah.
Give us a sense of the scope of what the range of the missions that they can accomplish for us.
Right. Well, and this is one of those things we were actually looking at. People have been looking at this for months. Title 32 is a series of laws which govern the federal interaction with the National Guard in the states. Many states, many governors are now contemplating use of the Guard. And the Guard's primary purpose, at least initially, is going to be provision of services and critical support. The Guard's going to be able to get food, resources, water out to critical locations. This is one of their purposes, to be able to respond at a local level. There's talk right now of the Guard in New York being activated, California, some other places. And their primary purpose is going to be trying to support the state resources to get things out. Past that, more severe, they can also be used, you know, like we've seen in the movies, to enforce curfews, to enforce some form of martial law. And I think everybody recognizes no one wants to see it go that way. But clearly, you know, the National Guard is a military force, and they have military capabilities which are inherent to their training. They are essentially a component of the Army. So what you'll see over the next few weeks, I believe, is the Guard will be activated and prepared to primarily serve as a logistical and essentially transport extension of state services in the states that they're activated. If everything goes as hoped, you know, everything happens over the next 2 weeks regarding the surge of the outbreak, and then after the 2 weeks are over, they're going to simply be there to continue to support state services at local levels to make sure people get what they need when they need it.
Well, we can count on the National Guard for support on the ground, but what do we do about support online? At times like this, there are fake tests being sold online. There are people trolling for your personal information, saying that you're calling from, they're calling you from TD Ameritrade, and they want to talk to you about your stock portfolio, and they need your personal information. Got to watch out.
Everything that you can think of that was bad in normal times is going to be far worse now, because they're going to leverage fear. Fear is going to be the primary tool of all of these online criminals and telephone criminals. I mean, who hasn't got the call from the IRS saying they're coming to arrest you? So you're going to see that sort of thing. And I'm not making fun of it. I'm just saying that you're going to see these people do everything they can to spoof government and medical response to get your money. And worse, they could do things to essentially damage your ability to respond to your with your own family to protect them. So buyer beware. Be aware that these things are going to be going on. Don't open emails that you don't recognize the sender. Be careful on what calls you respond and what information you put out there. It's going to be a very critical time for all of us to stay calm, not panic, and try to focus on how to help each other get through this.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, London Center for Policy Research. Tony, thank you so much.
Always good to be on with you, Rick. Thanks.
Appreciate it. 7:45 Saturday morning updates. WMAL. KT McFarland coming up next. But first, a check of the traffic and weather. Jim Lavins in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Traveling on Route 198 westbound at Brock Bridge Road in Laurel and getting over to Laurel Racetrack Road. Going to find the left lane taken away, and that with roadwork to and across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and Loop Outer Loop. Local lanes and through lanes are running well between the Maryland and Virginia shorelines. And no reported problems on 270. It's checking in okay. Northbound, southbound between Bethesda and Frederick. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL ABC 7 Storm Watch Forecast.
Plenty of morning clouds today. We will have much cooler conditions, highs in the mid-50s, and some late-day clearing. Tonight, mostly clear, much colder, lows in the 30s in the outlying suburbs, lower 40s south and east of D.C. For your Sunday morning sunshine, afternoon clouds, highs in the lower 50s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
53 degrees in D.C., 746.
Hi, Larry O'Connor here. EMP 180 helped me lose weight and get healthy. Now, here's another great EMP 180 success story.
I went on roller coaster, and I couldn't fit in the seat. I couldn't get it buckled. And that's disappointing because my kid wanted to go with me. I'm Dennis Marriott. I live out in Bristow, Virginia. I actually had a friend that joined EMP 180 and decided to give him a call. My first weigh-in, I was 346 pounds. Now I'm 276, so to keep losing that weight every week is just really a great feeling. My first milestone was that I wanted to be able to go on a roller coaster with my kid. The smile on his face made it all worth it. I think EMP 180 is a life changer.
Find out why hundreds of clients have given EMP 180 the most five-star reviews. Call 855-888-0180 or go to emp180.com. EMP 180, empowering a healthier you.
Mary Tyler Moore's first TV series was Richard Diamond, but her face was never shown, only her legs. We finally got to see Mary in The Dick Van Dyke Show, and later, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, which won 29 Emmys over 7 seasons. Mary and her husband, Grant Tinker, founded the MTM Production Company and produced some of television's finest series.
I, too, am happy after all.
We salute Mary Tyler Moore.
Cumulus Media and WMAL celebrate Women's History Month.
You realize that volatility of the markets is reality in today's world of investing. But is your portfolio properly balanced to survive these nerve-wracking economic times? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton, co-host of The Wise Investor Show, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WMAL. We manage investments for our clients, so give us a call. We think we can help.
Simon Hamilton and The Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated. To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed wise investor.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Pop quiz. If you sell a home for $500,000, how much would a traditional real estate agent charge in commission? If you guessed $25,000 to $30,000, you're right. But if you think that's the only way, you're wrong. This is why thousands of homeowners are making the switch to Rex. With Rex, you get a dedicated agent and a full-service experience at a fraction of the cost. Rex uses game-changing technology to cut out the middleman and save homeowners tens of thousands of dollars in fees. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. Remember, this is your home. Why give an insane amount of equity away to an agent? Rex offers the lowest fee in the industry without skimping on service. You'll work with an experienced real estate team with you every step of the way. Get the most out of your home. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. 833-REX-HOME.
REO 2002-00541.
Minimum fee may apply. Not licensed in all 50 states. Visit rexhomes.com to see if Rex is available in your area. Rex fully supports the principles of the Fair Housing Act and Equal Opportunity Act.
Don't miss the Trading Group Show, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on WMAL. Learn how you can earn a full-time income as a short-term trader. That's the Trading Group Show, Saturdays at 3 p.m. The question line is 888-646-8787.
This is big. In fact, it's the biggest. I'm talking about the biggest sale of the year going on right now at Thompson Creek, where you can take advantage of 25% off every window plus 0% interest until October 2021. If you're considering replacement windows for your home, then you are definitely going to want to listen to this. This is Mary, and Thompson Creek is a unique window buying experience because they design, build, and install replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup. You get high-quality windows at an affordable price direct from their local factory. And right now, you can save even more during their biggest sale of the year with 25% off every window plus 0% interest until October 2021. This sale doesn't happen often, so you need to call today to get those brand-new windows your home needs. See ThompsonCreek.com for details. You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK today. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet, 7:51 Saturday morning update, WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. KT McFarland joins us. He is the former Deputy National Security Advisor in the Trump administration, the author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. KT, good morning.
It's good to be with you.
I know you have been watching very carefully the response of the Trump administration, the task force this week, and there's been a lot of criticism in the media, as always, but give us a sense of some of the highlights of the week and your overall assessment.
Well, I wrote about 2 weeks ago saying that Trump's response to this is either going to be his finest hour or his final hour. And the way he handles this will long be remembered, that this is his classic test moment. And I think so far he's rising to the challenge. I think he had a bumpy first couple of days, but he's now risen to the challenge. And here's why. I mean, as a former businessman who's gone through bankruptcy himself, he understands that this is as much a financial crisis as a health crisis. And unlike President Obama, who had the 2008 meltdown, financial meltdown, Trump realizes that the working class is the most vulnerable. So he's been focusing his efforts on getting them through the next few weeks. And at the same time, in the same position or a similar position, what did Obama do? He bailed out Wall Street. Trump is bailing out Main Street. I mean, and I think that gave rise to, in 2008, to the Main Street, the average American, you know, working class American, middle class American, who saw his savings wiped out in 2008, while Wall Street bankers, who I know a lot of them, were made whole by it. In fact, have gone on to do extremely well under these bailouts. And yet it was that group of people, large group of people, who were then just sort of shoved to the side, didn't care about. Well, they're getting hit again. And so Trump this time is responding to them. So I think he's handling the financial part of it pretty well. The other part is the healthcare part, and it's the testing and drugs to either mitigate or vaccine to prevent. And I think he seems to be doing pretty well with that. The fact that he's got Anthony Fauci out there as the sort of point man, a guy who everybody understands is not political and is not going to be bought and sold, I think that adds a lot to President Trump's own credibility. And I think that Trump should get credit, although the media will never give him credit for anything. I mean, they just, you know, the problem with the media is they've just become a lot of little angry, bitter little ankle biters. I mean, they're in the White House press briefing room asking him silly questions about, you know, are you a racist, or did somebody in your staff call it Kung Flu? And at the same time, Trump's trying to cope with the fact that hundreds of thousands of people are not going to have ventilators when they need them. So I think the media is just looking pettier and sillier by the minute. But the fact that Trump closed the borders with China early, for which he got very heavily criticized at the time for being a racist, and that he has closed the borders with Europe, have been one of the things that have bought us time, bought us a little bit of time that we can now have a race against the clock to develop either vaccines or some kind of mitigating cures.
I want to turn to China because there's so many stories in opinions in the news about China. And instead of getting into a specific story, I just wanted to get a sense, a big picture sense from you as to what are the goals of China overall. And I know you write about this in your book, but, you know, we're seeing it as it plays out now. But what is your sense of what they're trying to accomplish?
Well, I write about it at great length in my book because that was the reason I supported Trump from the very beginning when he was running for president. All the other Republican candidates had the sort of traditional establishment view that China, if we just let China develop a middle class, that China would then become a more open society and trade with us more freely and openly. Well, and they would play by the rules. Well, they haven't. And I think Trump understood that from the beginning, which is why I supported him. And I write about it at length in my book about what are the Chinese really up to. I think the Chinese plan to be replace the United States, the 21st century will be the Chinese century, and they will become the dominant economy, the dominant military, the dominant political power nation in the world, and that they will then, from that position, rewrite the world's rules of order to favor them. And the Chinese have been going around the world for the last 10 years saying to everybody who would listen, look, democracy and free market capitalism, they're ineffective. They didn't prevent the crisis of 2008, and they've been unable to govern themselves. Democracy is dysfunctional. State capitalism, which the Chinese have, and authoritarian leaders, this is the future. They've been telling the world that this is how the world should be, and they've been having a lot of people have believed it. But it turns out that there's a dark underside to this, and the first casualty of the Chinese system is the truth. I mean, when I didn't write about it in this way, but I do talk about authoritarian governments and how in the end they're not as effective as democracies. They might be more streamlined, but they smother the truth. And the Chinese knew about this virus for 3 or 4 months before now. And what did they do to the doctors who discovered it? They silenced those doctors. What did they do to the information those doctors uncovered? They made it disappear. And when they realized that there was a risk of spreading the contagion worldwide, what did they do? They hid the information and pretended it was business as usual. I mean, the Chinese government even sent a series of high government leaders, high Chinese leaders, to the White House when they signed the Phase One trade agreement. All the while, the Chinese knew what they had on their doorsteps, and yet they said nothing to the world. And so what are they now trying to do? They're trying to rewrite history. They're trying to smother the truth. They've kicked out all the Western journalists who were reporting the truth. And now they're going around with this disinformation campaign saying, well, it wasn't really China's fault. It was probably America's fault. And anyway, look at how great China's being. China's giving supplies to people all around the world. Well, it turns out China isn't giving supplies. It's selling supplies. So in other words, they're making money on this. I don't know. I just think that Trump was right all along about China, and China has proven that they're not playing by our rules. And I think when this is all over and the dust settles, we in America and probably in the West, we need to take a real hard look at what our relationship is with China going forward. I don't trust them.
K.T. McFarland, and she is the author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. Now, that is available at Amazon.com. And, you know, with so many people now not having to commute, it gives you probably 2 to 3 hours of extra time in your day. So it's a good opportunity to catch up on your reading.
It's a great read. It's a great read. And if you don't even want to read it, listen to the audiobook. It's even better.
And also, it's available on Kindle, and it's all at Amazon.com. And KT, congratulations on the success of the book. I know you've been topping a number of the charts on the different outlets, and congrats. And we really appreciate having you on every week and getting your perspectives. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
If you're hunkered down at home, make sure to spend your day with WMAL and Alexa.
Let's take a few calls, shall we?
The latest news you need on air, online, and on your smart speaker.
Seriously, you get it.
105.9 FM WMAL.
Hi, this is Eric Stewart. If you've been playing with the idea of selling your home or maybe downsizing, well, tune in to my show Sunday mornings right here at 8 a.m. There I'll bring you this week's local real estate news and what you need to do to get top dollar for your property. With over 30 years of experience and the backing of Long & Foster, one of the top real estate companies, I've pretty much seen and sold it all. To learn more, check us out on the web at ericstewartgroup.com.
Hear that? Let me give it to you one more time. That's the sound of Xfinity X5 blocking a threat to your home Wi-Fi network. It keeps your connected devices protected, from security cams to smart speakers. It even protects you from sites that aren't secure. Click here for authentic Bigfoot photos. Seriously, Karen? Xfinity X5 keeps your network safe, so you don't have to worry about a thing. Karen, we've been over this. Sasquatch is not living in Tampa.
Get added protection for your Wi-Fi network with X5 Advanced Security. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $39.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. Plus, now you can get advanced security free when you get the X5 Gateway. That's a $72 value per year. No other provider offers this.
Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Ends 5-4-20. Restrictions apply. New Performance Pro Internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
We are coming up on the 8 o'clock news on WMAL. A reminder, coronavirus.gov, the website. A lot of information on what to do if you feel that you have the coronavirus, what the symptoms are. A lot of detailed information at coronavirus.gov. Garden Sense follows the 8 o'clock news. And if you're thinking about doing something in the yard, now that you got time, like planting a garden, interesting information coming up next on WMAL.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station.